The Democratic Alliance has just laid criminal charges at the Cape Town Police Station. These charges are against Minister Nzimande. This is following the outer release of allegations of corruption happening within NSFAS and the department. We as the Democratic Alliance take this seriously because the people who are affected by the criminal activities within this department are millions of students who depend on a non-corrupt government to fund their studies for their futures. We know that we have over 1.1 billion funding shortfall. This means that in this academic year, there will be an additional 87,000 students who will not be funded, in addition to over the 20,000 students whose fundings were interrupted in the previous academic year. We demand that the law takes its course. We demand that Parliament also takes its course. We do not want Minister Nzimande. He is not the right man for the job. He does not serve students.